Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com.
Are you ready?
All right. Once again, we're going to geek out with Zeke Stout, the head of MGS Trade School. And, well, we're going to just geek out. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm ready. Are you ready?
I am ready.
That's what the song asked.
That's what it was asking, wasn't it? It was asking, are you ready? Yeah. I've got a 2-hour warm up behind me, though.
That's true. Well, yeah. We'll see. That's where you're mistaken, because I've got a 2-hour warm up, too. I did a podcast right before I came over here.
Okay. I didn't know that, so I'm already corrected on one. Already corrected in one way, so okay. So, how are we geeking out today?
So today, I kind of wanted to focus on, and this is weird, and in the gun industry, it's always odd when you think something's new, and then you look it up, and it's actually not as new as you thought.
Yeah.
You know, 1911 was actually put into service in 1911, correct? But it was actually invented years earlier, something like that.
I think 1908.
And today, I kind of want, what's that?
Was it 1908? I think, I don't know.
I think 08 or 09, one of the two. Yeah, I think you're right. But it's just funny. When I did the research for this episode, I want to talk about the SIG P320. And then in a couple other segments, we'll talk about, you know, movies it's been on. Because we're geeking out to it.
Geeking out.
And yeah, and one thing, you know, with MGS, I always try to preach when I talk to students about innovation. You know, we're in an industry where there's not a whole lot of innovation happening. I can count on one hand companies that I know their whole goal is to innovate new stuff, right?
Right.
Some companies like SIG take something that's worked and they just tweak it and make it better. So that's innovation too, and that's kind of where we'll go with the 320. But then there's companies left and right. If you would have told me, you know, 10 years ago, I'd go to SHOT Show and see somebody launching a new AR and just be like, oh, my God, really? Another AR? I would have laughed at you because I've been like, no, I love the AR platform. But we've got some of the greatest engineering minds in the world in our industry, and we just keep pumping out the same stuff. So I kind of wanted to talk about that P320. And it is a striker-fired pistol, but there's some cool stuff with it, too. And have you shot it before?
I have three of them.
Oh, yeah. So, you know.
I know.
I mean, yeah, exactly. It was one of those things where anybody that's gotten into guns for a long period of time, you get your thing. That's your carry weapon. Like, a lot of us have safe queens, and we take them to ranges and stuff like that, but you kind of become a blank guy, whatever that fill-in-the-blank is there. And for the longest time, I was a Glock guy. I like the striker fire. I don't like the hammer fire. I don't like an external safety. I knew when I pulled that trigger it was going to fire. I could drop it in a pile of mud, rinse it off, and it's going to run. You know, the Glock's just known for being a tank that'll run forever.
Right.
If you take good care of it. Well, for the longest time, they held the monopoly on the striker fire market. in the gun industry. And, you know, HK came out with the VP9. I loved it. But I didn't kind of get into the carry aspect of it. I don't know why I didn't, because there was nothing really that I could complain about with it. I enjoyed shooting it, and it was a safe weapon, right? Then SIG comes out with this P320 idea. And it wasn't just the idea of Sig Sauer going away, and they didn't go away from Hammer Fire. They still sell their Hammer Fires like hotcakes. But they wanted to compete in that striker fire market. And they didn't just come up with a striker fire pistol like everybody else. They came out with something that was really, really cool, and that's the modular aspect of it. And a lot of people don't realize that about a Sig P320.
I like them. No, you did not. Right now, my carry gun is a Sig M18, and I don't. And I'll tell you why I have the M18. It's not because I wanted something with a safety on it, although it does have a safety on it. I wanted, you know, in the beginning they had when they came out with the X series, they had the X carry compact, the X carry, and then the X full size, and right. The X carry reminds me of a Glock 45 with the full-size grip but the shorter slide.
Sure.
Which, to me, that is the best of both worlds. You got a little more capacity. I have the X-Carry Compact, the M18, and the X-Carry full-size. And I also have a P365. But of the 320s, I just like that size the best.
Yeah.
And that's why it's my carry gun.
And we'll come back to this in the last segment. Remind me, but they just launched a P365 macro.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And even though the P365 is not the same as the 320, it's another striker fire concealed carry pistol.
Yeah, that's one. I may end up getting one of those, but at the same time, I question why that one came out, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But the modular aspect of the 320, a lot of people don't realize that most firearms, the lower receiver has the serial number. So that is technically the firearm considered by the ATF. Well, what SIG did is the firing, I want to say firing mechanism, but the firing group inside that lower receiver actually has the serial number.
Right.
So you can order any grip and lower for these handguns and just take out the firing group, plug it into the new one, and you don't have to go to a SFL to get a new lower receiver. So that's one of the really cool things about this. I mean, you can almost take any SIG P320 and make it another SIG P320 in their line just by ordering the right part to make it into that.
Yeah. I myself like that. You know, I was talking to a company called Icarus today because I'm trying to get them to send me some lowers for these because they make lowers for these. But I would much rather have three different iterations of the gun, full gun, than have one iteration of the gun and a bunch of things laying around to where I could go full size frame, full size slide, or full size slide and, you know, carry frame, or, you know.
Sure.
But I mean, there's some Frankenstein guns out there. If you look at any SIG owners group, they got some Frankenstein guns out there. They all work.
And the brilliance of what SIG's doing with that is they're seeing that happen. And so they're basically taking a lot of these ideas and creating new models of the 320 with it. You know, I've got the X5 Legion. I've got the regular X-Carry. I've got the X5 Legion, which is kind of like their competition with the tungsten-infused polymer.
Right. Yeah.
Which is that's amazing. I mean, it's lightweight, but it still has the strength of tungsten in the lower. And then I've got the custom work Scorpion, and that's my baby. That's a sweet one.
Well, we're coming up on the first break. MGS Trade School, how do they find MGS Trade School?
MGS.edu, and then Modern Gun School on all social medias.
Nobody that goes to MGS has to have their student loans forgiven. Nobody, let me say that again, nobody goes to MGS has to have their student loans forgiven, because you're going to learn to trade at a ridiculously low price. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOWpneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. We've been discussing our mutual admiration for the SIG P320. I had to slow his roll there a minute because we had to go to break. Where would you like to go with this now, sir?
Actually, I'd like to ask a question about that commercial. Who actually did invent concealment? The weird things I think about.
Probably a bunch of criminals. Because, you know, back
that or, you know, for a caveman.
Caveman. But, I mean, you know, back in the day, if you had a hideout gun, they referred to a gun. Any gun that didn't show, they referred to that as a belly gun. And if you had one, they did not consider, because most of the guns of the time were about 8 inches long, and that's just the barrel.
Right.
And then we got so much more refined and everything else. But I don't know, you know, as far as that part goes with that ad, it is a good hook, isn't it?
So we'll go back to the SIG then. And part of the, you know, we'll geek out to lots of things on this segment when we do it. But when we geek out to specific guns, you know, part of the excitement of getting into something like that is when, especially when you own them and you see them on a movie or a TV show. And there's a website, you and I have talked about it before, yeah, called imfdb.org.
Right.
And you can look up any movie and see every gun used in that movie. You can look up a specific gun and you can see what television and movie shows that gun has appeared in. And this is where I found the release date of the P320. And I knew it wasn't like the last couple of years, but I thought it was at least like 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
No, it came out in September of 16, and I didn't know that. And I don't know if it's just something where they were kind of test marketing it, test running it out, or what, but maybe it was that long ago. I just, as we get older, we forget how long it's actually been since stuff came out. But that's one of the cool things about this website. It'll tell you, like, release dates and who the users were and who invented it and all this stuff. So if you look at the P320, we'll just go with one of the top gun movies in the last 10 years, and that's the John Wick franchise.
Sure.
And it's kind of cool because you can see which scene that gun was used in. And I'll never forget, when I first got into Glocks, Justified was the big show at that time. And I'd watch the show, and I'd either drive or I'd practice my Glock with my Glock while watching it or clean it or something. There was just something geeky about having that firearm while I'm watching the guy that carries it and uses it in almost every scene. And with the P320, John Wick, with some of the guards following Ares in one of the final scenes, the mirror scene, Wick takes the gun from him and uses it a few times. And when I look at these pictures of the P320, it's the full size. And that's the wild thing when it comes to, like, the sizes of some of these pistols. It changes the look of them. Like, if you look at the full-size 320, it kind of has this futuristic, spacey look, which I'll get to that in another movie here in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I'm holding my Scorpion now, and it kind of looks like every other SIG, just without a hammer. But it's the shorter barrel, the shorter slide. So they couldn't have those cool cuts that go out longer and extend a longer for it. But that's just kind of one of the odd things about when you have a gun that has different models and different sizes, how you lose some of the aesthetic of it as you shorten it. You know, you've got to lose something somewhere if you shorten it and make it smaller.
Right.
Another TV show, it was on Netflix for a while, is The Punisher. And talking about geeking out, I'm a huge Marvel movie and comic book guy. I grew up with all the comic books that are becoming movies now, so it's kind of fun seeing that happen. But John Pilgrim, who is one of the characters in The Punisher, used it with a suppressor throughout the whole season he was in. And it was the full-size one, too. That's another thing. You'll see, like, ISS props, there's a lot of the firearms in Hollywood and stuff, and you'll see typically full-size things in these shows and movies. And one thing that's interesting that I learned is a lot of times there's a table of guns and the bad guys and good guys, all the actors that are playing these characters, get to walk up at the table and pick what they want as their thing. You know?
Right.
So that's kind of interesting. Which is funny in the John Wick movies. What brand, well, I wouldn't say manufacturer, but what gun tricker outer guy does Keanu Reeves use in all his guns? That's the Turan Tactical stuff. So that was interesting to me.
Well, in 2, 3, and 4, and number one, of course, he just used everything stock, and his was a, what, HK P6, or P, was it P6, P3, what was it, P-something?
Yeah. And in the KSG, I remember talking to the Kel-Tec after that movie, and they said KSG sales went through the roof after that first John Wick. So it's kind of funny seeing how movies, and not just movies and TV, but video games, too. Like, there's a lot of people getting into the firearms world through video games.
Yeah.
And I've always found that really interesting. You know, there's a lot of people in our industry that are like, oh, well, they're not really into guns. They got into it for playing Call of Duty. We need as many people on our side as possible. If you get into it from Call of Duty, welcome. You know? Now, if you do stupid stuff with it, sure, we're gonna call you on it and say, hey, look, here's proper handling and safety and everything else.
Sure.
But welcome these people in. No matter how they get into guns, welcome them in. Don't make fun of them because it was a video game.
But with the stuff that Taron Butler started doing and John Bernthal doing it with him and all these other guys, lots of guys now, that line is beginning to blur because the actors are actually taking the time to learn the craft.
Yep.
So,
you no longer see the, I mean, you still see it in some of these, but there's not the commando gun stuff like the old Arnold Schwarzenegger movie with Commando where, you know, he has magic guns that never run out of bullets.
Yeah, we could talk about that all day. We're coming up on the next break. MGS Trade School is where Zeke does his daily work. Here you can learn a trade, and it could be gunsmithing, it could be some of the other stuff they teach. And when you get done, you're going to have a trade, and you're not going to owe as much money as a good used car. We'll be right back.
Exactly.
This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is forgiving $10,000 of student loan debt. However, it doubles to $20,000 in forgiveness if the person got a Pell Grant. Meantime, the student loan pause will be extended through the end of the year. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is no fan of the move.
Of all the dumb things Joe Biden has done, this may be the dumbest yet. I know it's stiff competition, but just think about how unfair this is for all the Americans who are harmed by this, who are now on the hook for hundreds of billions of dollars of other people's loans.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A group of 5 buses is unloading illegal immigrants in New York City on Wednesday, making the largest one-day total in Texas's plan to spread the burden. So far, Republican Governor Greg Abbott has sent more than 1,000 illegal immigrants to the Big Apple. USA Radio News. Voters went to the polls in Oklahoma, New York, and Florida on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry from our West Coast News Bureau has some of the more notable results.
Some primary results from Tuesday's elections. In New York, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler soundly defeated Representative Carolyn Maloney. The two Democrats had to fight each other as New York lost a congressional seat due to people moving out of the state. In Florida, Democrat Val Demings strongly defeated all challengers and will have the opportunity to take on Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November.
With your help, I will be elected.
With strong help from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Sarasota County School Board shifted from liberal to conservative on Tuesday.
Lawyers for Tesla are asking that a California civil rights lawsuit at its assembly plant in Fremont be dismissed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Zeke Stout as we geek out. I'll tell you one thing. I was just looking at IMFDB, and I noticed that they didn't catch that the Sig P320 was in the second iteration of the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Oh, was it?
He was all over it.
Okay. All right. Nice. And I don't know who keeps this database. I mean, they've got to watch a lot of TV to do this. One of the other movies, as we're kind of going down that line, have you seen the movie Tenet yet?
I have seen it. I watched it. That's the one with Denzel's son in it, right?
Oh, is that Denzel's son?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's why he sounds like Denzel, yeah.
Okay. But that movie is, I put it right up there with Inception as far as, like, trippy. You've got to sit down and focus to watch that movie because it will take you to places where your brain just can't comprehend. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, you got to watch that two or three times to catch.
Oh, yeah, just I haven't hit it the second time yet, but I'm going to. Because I enjoyed it, but it was one of those movies where, like, afterwards, I was kind of like, I liked it, but why did I like it? Just kinda like, what happened? But it's time travel, jumping, dementia, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways, Volkov, the bad guy, one of the bad guys, uses it during the finale of the movie. He uses the Sig P320, once again, the full size. bomb, so that was pretty cool. The last one that I mean, it's got a list of movies that P320 has been in, but the last one I want to talk about, if anybody's ever watched the series The Expanse, I think it's on Netflix. It's kind of set in space, and I thought it was weird that all of a sudden on this list of movies and TV shows that the P320 was in, it's got this futuristic space age, you know, kind of vibe. Why was the SIG P320 in it? And I saw it and I looked at the scene. There's nothing special. I haven't seen it. I've only seen a couple episodes of the show. But, you know, it says that, you know, three different characters carried it around in two or three different episodes. But then I start scrolling through at all these other guns in this movie.
Yeah.
And there's things that I did not know existed that are very futuristic looking. There's a couple of Springfield Armory XDs that are real airsoft pistols or competition pistols that have the craziest looking comps on it and the craziest looking magwells. There's a Glock 26 Advance that looks like something out of Star Wars. And I was blown away by it. And then I read, and it's an airsoft pistol. So a lot of these airsoft pistols look more futuristic, and they're based off of a real firearm. There's a Tippmann TIPX, and I was reading it, and it's a paintball pistol made by Tippmann Arms. And I had no clue. I knew SIG was getting into the airsoft space, but I had no clue all these other companies were getting into that airsoft space, which we're back to how did you get in? How did you get into firearms? You know, airsoft's another one that's bringing a lot of people in, especially a lot of young people.
That's
getting into airsoft. What's that?
Well, companies like Umarex that do airsoft guns, they get out there and they have to go get licensing. And I mean, they go to Taran and get licensing from him, and they go to Agency Arms and get licensing from them. And they get licensing from everybody, whether it's just a box stock manufacturer or something with a, you know, little more cachet with about it and everything else. And it's a very – have you ever been to one of those events?
An airsoft event?
Yeah.
I've only seen videos. I haven't been to one yet, but they look like they'd be a blast.
Well, I mean, the thing that's interesting about it is you look – when I went to it, what I thought I was going to see was a bunch of kids, you know, shooting BB guns.
Yeah.
But, oh, no. That is – we were at a spot in Barnwell, South Carolina, where they do a lot of tactical training. They do the tactical games there from time to time. And their playground was a decommissioned seven-story tall facility that had – so many cubby holes and hidey holes and everything else, and there was just no way not to be ambushed. And the kids that were doing it, the people that were doing it, they were kitted up like tier one operators.
Yep.
I'm talking cry precision stuff, and I mean, you know, the kind of stuff you look out there and you're like, wow, a shirt is $500. Oh, okay.
Well, don't forget when everything was going down with Ukraine, there was a few media outlets that were showing airsoft pictures of people at an airsoft match, and they didn't realize it. They were just pulling stock photos and saying it was war footage. That was pretty funny.
I do remember that now that you mention it. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny stuff. I like
that. But yeah, airsoft is a billion-dollar industry, not just from the firearms and the little airsoft pellets, but like you said, you know, Cry Precision sells their stuff, Cryptek stuff. They are kitted out in everything, and there is a lot of money being spent in that world. And you'll see sometimes, too, at SHOT Show. And I always wondered why there was, because a lot of the airsoft manufacturers are coming out of China, and you'd see somebody taking pictures of new firearms. And then I started asking, why are they like so getting into details with all these pictures? It's not just, hey, here's a cool picture for Instagram. They're doing something. And one of the manufacturers told me that they'll come over there to SHOT Show and they'll take the pictures and they'll just reverse engineer it into an airsoft gun. And they'll turn these new firearms that you see at SHOT Show being announced into an airsoft gun. And then they'll turn around and sell it to the airsoft community. So it's pretty wild seeing all that stuff come through. And there's a lot of kids getting into firearms in a good way through airsoft.
Yeah, that is definitely a way to go if you want to get into it, although it is not a cheap way to do it.
No.
It is not a cheap way by any stretch of the imagination. Airsoft guns can cost nearly as much as the real steel ones, as they call them.
Yep. Well, and there was a time for a while where some of the airsoft manufacturers, like the AR-15 ones, were getting into trouble because all you really had to do was swap out the barrel and put a bolt carrier group in it, and you get a functional firearm. They were getting into trouble with some of the designs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, everybody was complaining about the weight, and everybody was complaining about how you don't feel that bolt carrier slamming back and going back towards the buffer and everything. So they just started doing things that felt just like that, and yeah, they did. They did get in a little bit of trouble. So now I'm supposed to remind you that in the next segment that we want to go back to something about the P320. We're coming up on the next break. MGS Trade School. That is where Zeke plies his trade. You were about to say?
Kind of what you said rolling out of the last segment. You know, you could get your gunsmithing certificate through MGS.edu for less than a high-end gun.
There you go. There you go. That's true. I've got some guns over here that I could probably get enough. I could probably sell all of those and go to MGS and become a nuclear scientist. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Zeke Stout. It is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. It is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. We have been geeking out over the SIG P320, which just happens to be my I carry the M18 right now. I say that right now because that's always subject to change because I'm so fickle. Which is that your regular carry gun?
I'll admit, I go back and forth between it and Glock 19. So I still haven't completely relinquished my Glock 19 carry weapon.
There's nothing wrong. See, I've been meaning to get to this. Here's the problem with me and SIGs. Because, first of all, everybody shoots Glocks well, except me. I shoot low left. I have tried everything there is I can think of. I've actually had a USPSA Grandmaster download video of me and tell me and watch it in slow motion and tell me what I'm doing wrong and try to tell me how to adjust my grip to make that go away. And when I do it, I do start hitting exactly where I'm hitting when I do that.
Right.
But it is not a muscle memory thing. Simply because I just don't have the time to invest to shoot that gun like that all the time and go through and get the necessary reps. So,
well, I will say this, you know, back to the Glock versus SIG versus everybody else.
Yeah.
4 years ago, I called myself a Glock guy. 2 years ago, I called myself a Glock guy. I will venture to say I'm a SIG guy now. The P320, I just like the ergonomics of it better. I like the grip angle better. I seem to shoot it a little bit better. And then the one I'm really excited about is I've shot the 365 XL, but I haven't had one. I haven't owned one or carried one. But during the summer when I'm in, like, smaller clothes, shorts, T-shirt, I'll typically carry a Glock 43. But that... At the tinier 365 is kind of SIG's newer venture in the striker fire. And I say newer, it came out in 2019.
Right.
But it's It is a sweet, sweet little pistol, and it's got a high capacity. They just launched, I think it was last week or the week before, maybe, the 365X Macro. The only real difference, and this is the odd part, and I know you mentioned why did they come out with that, right? The biggest thing is the 365XL is 12 rounds or 15 if you get the extended mag, plus one, of course. The 365X Macro is 17 plus one. So that's a lot of capacity, but you're going to sacrifice 0.6 inches in barrel length, which I thought that was really odd. And then height is going to be a little bit taller, of course, because you're going to need a bigger grip to hold more rounds. The length of it is, they're both 6.6 inches. So why did we lose 0.6 inches, I mean, a half an inch in barrel length, which is odd. And anybody who knows anything about firearms knows that, you know, the longer barrel, you can be a little more accurate. The weight is not much more. It's 1.2 ounces heavier. Width is identical. I mean, it's pretty much the identical gun, but you're shaving a half inch off the barrel and you're adding a almost an inch in height. But it's still, I mean, to have that compact a pistol that carries 17 rounds is 17 plus one. So technically 18 rounds. That's pretty impressive. I mean, I like it. I'm intrigued. I haven't shot it yet, but I want to get a hold of one and shoot it. That may be my summer carry going forward.
Now, I want to try that myself. The problem I have with the 365, which I do carry sometimes, because if it's more convenient or my back is hurting me, because that's a good gun to carry when your back's hurting you, is the way my hand wraps all the way around it. And, you know, I'm used to having the Glock knuckle between the second and end knuckle on my finger. And I'm actually hitting it with my hand right where my finger joins my hand. So that's sort of an odd feel. So, but here, after I took Steve Fisher's Red Dot class, I said to myself, well, now I can shoot a Glock, because I'll just go get a Glock and I'll put a red dot on it and I'll take that thing and I'll zero it and I'll overcome the low left. And I went out and I did that, and then I went out to shoot it, and it was all I could do to keep from throwing that gun into the woods. Because I could not adjust it enough to get past that, because adjusting the dot did not adjust the way my hand was interacting with the gun. And then my buddy, he pulls out his 320 X carry, which it looks like he's dragged his behind him on with his tractor, but it's a very, you know, mechanically sound gun. And I'm drawing a picture on a paper target. I'm drawing a face. And the next day, I took every Glock I owned, and I went down to Columbia, and I traded two of them on a Glock, or on a CP320 VTAC, which I have since got rid of, because that double dot system on the sights is a little confusing. And I got the X-Carry Compact, which I still have. And now I have the full-size, and I have the M18. So that's why I have that. Now, are you running dots on any of your guns?
I had one, and I don't want to say who, because we're pumping them up so much today, as I say who.
Right.
I had one on my X5 Legion, and it messed up a lot. So I sent it back, got another one. It messed up a lot. So I haven't put another one on that yet. But I'd like to get a good dot on that X5 Legion, use it for competition.
Well, I run Holosun's on mine. I don't have any issues with them.
Yeah, Holosun's a great company. I haven't owned one of their stuff, but I've shot through a lot of it, especially at range days when people have them out and mounted on something. And the dot is crystal clear. It's bright. That's a lot of problem with the more budget-friendly red dot. Just, you get this dot, it's just a blurry red blob.
You need to call me after we get done with this, and I'll have to put you with C&H Precision, who sponsors the show. They are both a Holosun dealer, and they have the adapter plates. They are the world's largest adapter plate company out there. So I took my my full size down there and had watched them install a red dot and I've never felt as diminished in my life as all the steps they go through to install the same red dot that I never thought about doing.
That's awesome.
I never thought about doing, but yeah. This one has been enjoyable for me because this is a gun I have recently full-on adopted. I finally get a rod. Still have a Glock by Taron Butler. I still have Poly 80s that I can shoot those really well. And I still have my 1911 type guns, which are just the absolute cat's meow for me. But my M18, I've got a red dot on it, and I've got a TLR-8 on it from Streamlight, and it's just rocking and rolling.
That's awesome.
You going to be back here next week? Another geek out coming up next week?
Yeah, I've just got to become a geek and figure out what we're going to talk about.
I think there's plenty of ways we could talk about that. I wouldn't, just as a thought, because you've been involved in it in more ways than I've ever been involved in it. I wouldn't mind having a discussion about the various gun medias and where you think we end up.
Okay.
That's something to think about.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Will we ever get to hear from Vanessa? Is Vanessa ever going to join you?
You know what? I'm just going to tell her to hop on one day. You know, I'll get her on my call with me, and then we'll just, when you call me, I'm going to have her on there with me.
That'd be fun. That would absolutely be fun. Thank you for joining me today. MGS Trade School, that's where Zeke does his stuff. Thank you for joining me today.
Anytime, man.
Yes, sir. And that is it. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.